Great day, amazing humans. Yes. And welcome to Thriving Thursdays on the Own Your Thrive podcast. Are you ready to be inspired by chewable size episodes? Well, I think you are. So let the show begin. Great day, amazing humans. And yes, welcome back to another episode of Thriving Thursdays. And I am joined with Gabby Mamone. Yes, I love it. Use my hands and everything. Yes. Okay. Hey, Gabby.
Hey, Getty. Thank you so much for having me again. I'm super excited for today.
Yeah, trying times. So what are we going to talk about today, Gab?
Yeah, so we're in a situation where we want to prepare. You know, there's this pandemic preparedness amongst all of us, and I know that there's this level of uncertainty that everyone's going through with some anxiety. And you know, when we take a look at where our economy is, and you know, theaters are closing, and gyms are closing, and schools have closed, you know, we want to know how to deal with change, how to be resilient in this change. You know, life as we know it has changed. Mm-hmm. And I know you have routines. I know you have non-negotiable routines, you know, at the gym, for example, every morning. And so tell us how you prepare for this uncertainty and remain calm in this time.
Yeah, no, it is. We are in a season. Short while ago, actually. So, you know, this might date this interview that we're having, but Prime Minister Trudeau literally just announced, you know, the borders are closing, and I took a pause. You know, I was reading all the tickers on CP24, and Switzerland was reporting what they're doing, and Germany was reporting what they're doing, the US is, and I'm like, wow, this is like global. Like, you know, I know it's global, but it was just in that moment, it was just, you know, taking that pause to pray. And really, one, I recognize that we're how many ever days into this, and every, you know, the first day that this came news, that too has passed, right? And so, you know, I get through that and I would say that is probably testament to how I hope that I deal with these changing times, is knowing that this too shall pass. Mm-hmm. And learning not to panic. And if anything, I'm really dialing up being aware. So I'm a leader at my workplace. And so I'm dialing up being aware of what others might be going through right now. And that helps me a lot because it feels good. Like, it just reminds me that it feels good to care about others. It feels good to pause and bring people together and, you know, share love. And so, you know, true story, last week I was feeling overwhelmed, you know, to your point. There was a lot of things going on in our workplace in terms of all the planning and just issues that we're having and just everything. And then just all of a sudden another new issue came into my inbox. And in that moment of feeling overwhelmed, I said, but wait, I know somebody else. From experience, always teaches me I'm never the only person going through something. I'm just not that blessed, right? And so, and so I said, well, if I'm feeling this way, you know, and I'm somebody who thinks I can bear a lot on my shoulders, there's people on my team that are having a challenged time. And it's not just what's hitting their inbox, but it's what's hitting their life. And so it was like 12:12, let's just say, I called a team meeting, 12:30. I had no agenda. It was one of those things not prepared. The only thing I prepared was the invite, sent it out. I knew who I wanted to invite, which is a team of about 120 odd people, onto a call. I absolutely did not really know what I would say. All the beeps, 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 beeps were joining. And I said to them, this is going to be the most unusual call, because I recognized the only thing I wanted to say to them in that moment was, I love you. You know, I see you, I honor you, and I love you. And I recognize that this is not easy. And as I'm sitting here feeling overwhelmed, I start to feel better just recognizing that I'm not alone. And I felt the immediate need to pull us all together. We're a family. You know, even though this is work, we're a chosen work family, and I care about you, you know, and I'm here for you. And it was amazing because it afforded people to open up. And at the time, they had one of my team members announced, I think because of school closures in the US, that now he has to figure out how to bring his son here. And somebody else had announced that their uncle had been sick at the really infancy of of this virus, and they thought it was something else, and unfortunately didn't make it, you know, like just, and people just, another woman shared that every morning when she sends her kids off, that she's sending them with fear, you know, and, and yeah, it was just like, I can get emotional right now, but, you know, I think if there's any message to the question that you asked me, Gabby, is first things first is if you can take yourself out of the equation, right? Mm-hmm. And recognize that and open up your heart and space for others, it will fill your cup, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I didn't feel so overwhelmed coming out of that call. It's not that the issues changed or anything, but it was like I gave of that space of, you know, I received so much more back that refueled my spirit and my soul. So yeah, I think we need to turn up love, turn down fear. And that's number one, you know.
I love that you said that. And, you know, I also adore that you said, you know, we're never the only person going through this. Different people will deal with things differently. And so not all of us are prepared for change. Mm. And well, all of this is rapidly changing daily, hourly even. So, you know, when you take a look at routines, you know, parents are now trying to work from home if they can, while their kids are home, and, you know, people aren't going to the gym like they used to, and they're not going grocery shopping when they used to, and all of these routines are changing. You know, what advice would you have for someone to really just stay sane and calm during this time of change?
My girlfriend and I were talking about this other day is that we recognize how much of what we've been doing outside of such moments prepares us for such moments. And so, you know, I think some of my perspective is really coming from a place of preparation. But I can share, because, like, for example, last night they announced that Good Life Fitness is closed. So that meant that, like, oh my gosh, that means tomorrow morning I can't get up. And immediately I said to my husband, I am not breaking my routine. And so, you know, all of my bag, like everything was already packed and ready to go anyway, because I, you know, I had assumed that the gym would have been opened today, but I recognized the value in that. So instead of going to the gym, I still got up. I went downstairs. I did my, you know, my morning hydration, my morning supplements. I went down to my basement. I quickly moved all of, like, we have workout equipment downstairs, but I've never really cleared out the space for it to be a workout space, because that's going to be my new gym for 2 weeks. And the commitment I made to myself immediately is I'm not giving up on my goals and dreams and aspirations. And I think that that's number one, is like, do not give up on yourself. You know, in times of change, do not make that decision. I'm not going to give up on myself. Because what happens then is I think it gives you an opportunity to reach for clarity, and reach for innovation, and reach for creativity. Innovation is not only what we do in technology, it's how you innovate in your life to make your routines work, you know, and just in a different way, you know?
Yes, yes.
And so I also realized that, you know, I have skills and talents that others may not have at this time that now become a little bit more heightened. Right. So I made a really quick workout video that people could see, what am I doing at home? You know, and I'll share that, you know. And so, you know, so to maybe make it more broad, so whether it's you're taking your kids to school or this, any other, I think it's a time where we need to not panic, but stay calm, take a deep breath, because that's where clarity and creativity and innovation lives, and really start to think about what's important. Don't give up on yourself. What are your non-negotiables should still be heightened. Mm-hmm. And now it's finding just that alternative approach. And when all else fails, we forget Google. Google what to do. There's like yesterday somebody dropped, or I don't know, I came across it, I can't remember where, but there's a whole bunch of online learning tools that are offered free for kids. I know Cisco WebEx has one. Mm-hmm. And even I just looked, I don't have kids, but I'm like, what parents can I send it to, you know? But just Google what to do with whatever it is that you know, is part of your routine in this time, you know? Yep. And there's a lot out there. But the first thing is just don't panic.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
I agree with you. And, you know, there's a lot of things that aren't canceled. Right? Like laughter.
Yes, that's right.
Music.
Right, music. Right,
family.
So family.
Love. Right?
Yes.
Hope.
Come on, girl, preach. Right?
You take it from here.
No, you're right. I think that's a great way to just close this topic. I think is don't lose sight of the things that actually feel good. And this time, that's what we have to reach most for, is our family, our friends. They said it when Trudeau was talking, is this is the time to use technology, FaceTime, mm-hmm. and Zoom, and all of the free technology that's out there that enables us to connect with people. Now is the time to activate it, to reach out and use it. And you know, for all those inventors out there, I said it to somebody, I was having an earlier conversation with a real tech expert, and I said, now's the time for all these innovators, and I'm putting myself up there, is mm-hmm. as we're leveraging technology in this time, we're gonna find that there's some gaps. And now this is your time to get on top of those gaps quickly, right? And become the person who solves for that gap.
Yes.
You know, it's needed.
I love that. I love that you're trying to really find the strength in all of this. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're so used to this hectic pace and, you know, mm-hmm. things maybe have calmed down and some changes have happened. But at the end of the day, you know, you spoke to us. You told us about, you know, how you thrive reassure you're not the only person going through this.
That's it. I love it. And I think reach out to your support system. Like after I finish working out, my husband and I, we have one treadmill. So even him and I, we both get up at the same time. And so we devised quickly that he'll use a treadmill in the morning because he has to get off to go to his work. And I have the opportunity to use it in the evening. But then today I forgot that I'm freaking step queen. I used to be like the hip hop cardio. I used to teach and instruct. And so I have a step downstairs and I just bought some music and I was trying it out. So I think I could have put together a little routine and probably shared online.
Oh, that's funny. You know what? I didn't want to interrupt you, but when you said you have one treadmill and both you and your husband use it, I was expecting that you were going to say you both got on it at the same time. And you were like, you know, in rhythm with your step. I was like, whoa, girl, you're good.
Well, no, I actually have. Well, if we were down there together, I actually also have. I think this is where your creativity, like I said, like when you don't panic, creativity opens up. And I realized that I have like partner pulls, right? So we can actually train together, which is he's on the step mill. I'm using the partner. There's a belt, like a resistance belt. So I'm pulling him so that it's harder for him to pull on the step mill. And then, we do that for like maybe a minute. Then he steps off, I go on and we do that. You know, there's actually ways that we could train in together on the same train. I know, you know, I don't want to go much over. We're at time. We said that we keep these into chewable sizes. So, you know, I hope I've shared, you know, how I continue to thrive during this time of change. I think change is inevitable. And this is another example of not only is it, you know, very sudden and upon us, but it's so widespread, which is the first thing to realize is you're not alone. Right. And when you can remove yourself from the personal feeling of that, then I believe creativity, innovation, and clarity starts to open up for you.
Thank you. That's wonderful and valuable advice. Thank you very much. Look forward to the next
time. Yes, I look forward to the next Thriving Thursday. Thank you so much, Gabby. Thank you all for listening. Yes. And it's when we say we're out.
Yeah, bye-bye. So there you have it. I hope you're thriving and thoroughly enjoyed this episode. And remember, whatever medium you are listening to this on, please subscribe, like, review, and share this podcast with somebody else that you think could benefit from the tips that were delivered. Because when we share, that is truly when we have the capacity and the power to change the world. It's been awesome hanging with you. It's your girl, and I'm out.